This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, August 3, written by John Van Scapen. The singing continues from Exodus 15. Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. In Exodus 1, we see some of the radical effects of sin. God's people became slaves in Egypt. Their lives became bitter with harsh labor, and the Egyptians worked them ruthlessly. But God set his people free from slavery on the night of the first Passover, redeeming them from oppression. Exodus 15 records a glorious song in which the Israelites praise God for their deliverance. This is a song about God's miraculous deeds. At least a dozen times in the first 12 verses alone, God's name is mentioned. God, the creator and redeemer of this world, will accomplish his goal to redeem his people and restore the world he has made for his glory. The song closes with these words, "The Lord reigns forever and ever." Just as all the Israelites were slaves in Egypt, the Bible teaches us that we are all slaves to sin. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Yet today, we have a reason to sing. Jesus Christ has delivered us from sin by his death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead. We too should praise God for his deliverance. If we confess Jesus Christ as our Savior, then one day we will sing, along with all who have been redeemed, the song of God's servant Moses and of the Lamb. What a day that will be. Will you pray with me? Lord, we will sing to you, for you are highly exalted. You are our strength and our defense. You are our salvation. Praise be to your name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.